With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A new accounting of the Hawaii wildfire victims trying to escape last year.
A new report shows more than 60% of the 102 people who died in last year's Lahaina wildfire had tried to flee the flames. The Fire Safety Research Institute report for the Hawaii Attorney General's Office was released Friday. It includes details of the victims' attempts to survive. A couple was found in their car after turning onto a dead-end street in the chaos. A man was found huddled in the entranceway of a house after abandoning his car. The report highlights how Lahaina's already deteriorating infrastructure complicated evacuation efforts. I'm Julie Walker.
At least 15 people have been killed and 40 others injured in Haiti after a tanker truck carrying gasoline flipped over and exploded. Because of gang warfare, the nation of 12 million people has also been struggling with fuel shortages. Also at SRNnews.com, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says Kamala Harris' plan to make investors pay capital gains tax on money they haven't cashed in yet would dry up the economy.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. And if she wants to really drop the bottom out of the economy, first, force everyone to pay taxes when they don't have the cash to do so.
Governor Youngkin adds it's perfectly clear Kamala Harris has no understanding of free market economics. He says communist-style price controls is one of her worst policy suggestions, but not the only one.
Raise taxes on unrealized investment gains as opposed to building a vibrant economy that people want to invest in. And let's give people money to buy homes that don't exist that will do nothing other than drive up prices.
Governor Youngkin was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Pro-life advocates are working hard to get out the vote. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
With Election Day less than 2 months off, canvassers from Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America have knocked on the doors of 3 million homes in battleground states that will likely determine the outcome of the presidential race and some key congressional battles. SBA says they plan to hit another 1 million homes before Americans go to vote in November. They're focusing on Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Montana, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Ohio. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President nominee Tim Walz is touting Kamala Harris' record of promoting the LGBT agenda and pledging she will continue to do so if elected president. He says Harris helped President Biden craft executive orders promoting homosexuality in health care, the military, and education. Democrats are counting on LGBT Americans to turn out in large numbers for Harris on Election Day. This is SRN News. Pakistan's leader says the country has met all the conditions set by the International Monetary Fund to qualify for a new $7 billion loan to help prop up its economy.
Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif is praising his finance team and other advisors for complying with the requirements. The IMF is expected to sign a formal approval on September 25th. The IMF had asked Pakistan to broaden its tax base and eliminate energy subsidies, a demand Sharif's government has implemented, raising concerns among Pakistanis who say they are unable to pay high energy bills.
Our thanks to correspondent Jeremy House. Paris has wrapped up its feel-good summer with a grand parade. French athletes celebrated the Olympic and Paralympic Games Saturday as the Parade of Champions featured 460 athletes, including 120 medalists. Some 70,000 spectators lined the parade route as well. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.